Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee, bright and late on a Tuesday night.
It's evening time.
Dark and gloomy on a Tuesday night. It's definitely not during the day right now. It's nighttime.
No, Music City.
Music City. When's the last time you went and saw music in Music City, Charlie?
Actually, not that long ago.
Really?
I go downtown more now than I have in probably the last 15 years that I've lived here.
Hanging out at a bar, getting toasty.
Oh, you're talking about when I went to the Nickelback concert last week.
Oh, well, that wasn't in Music City. I'm talking about when do you do music in Music City?
When did I play music in Music City, or when did I go listen
to
music?
You went and listened. What was the last artist you went and saw?
Dave Chappelle.
Music in Music City.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about art.
No, we're talking about music art right now.
Like a band I actually went to go see.
A band.
In Music City.
Mm-hmm.
Like I purchased tickets.
Yes.
And it was in Nashville.
Keep thinking.
Did you and I go together? Was it Emory?
No, I have no clue. I don't know.
Oh.
No,
I honestly don't know.
I went and saw One Republic not that long ago. I think maybe that could have been it.
With your real friends.
Potentially. No, I just went with my wife.
No.
That was it. Went and saw Pentatonics. Is that what they're called?
Pentatonics.
Weird acapella thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fine.
Yeah.
You know.
I can't think of the last show I went to.
Well, anyway, it's Music City USA, and this is Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie. That's what we call ourselves at night. During the day, we are called Good Morning Liberty. Since this is a nighttime show right now, it's called Liberty at Night. And it's on the Free Talk Live Network.
We do lots of shows.
Yeah, a whole lot of different shows. Mm-hmm. If you want to listen to Good Morning Liberty, by the way, while you're listening on the radio, you can do it both at the same time. You can listen on the radio in your car, and you can open up the podcast app on your phone.
Put your AirPods in.
With your AirPods.
Just one, though.
Mm-hmm. Because you want to have the other ear open.
You want to listen to both.
Radio.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
And you go to Good Morning Liberty on your podcast app, or if you're in a browser, you can go to BernieLives.com.
This is if you like to party.
Yeah, two things at the same time. That's fine. Okay. Anyway, Free Talk Live Network, we want to thank them for having us on. And by the way, bad news for Free Talk Live, and that is that that's Ian Freeman, a pioneer out there in the space, was sentenced to 8 years in prison in this cryptocurrency thing. First off, I will say we are covering a spot on Free Talk Live because of this very situation, because this has been in the works for a bit. And so Ian Freeman has Free Talk Live with Mark and a couple other folks out there that we haven't met. But anyway, it seems to be a bunch of BS. I'm not happy about this. I am going to have someone from FTL come on and explain the case in detail for us. As I did say in my email to them earlier, I am not all studied up on this case at all. Plus, I don't trust the news in the first place. So I would actually want to know what's going on. But essentially, there ended up being a scam. And the scammers were getting, let's just use the example that has been used a bunch in the articles. And then we'll talk about whose responsibility it is in here. This ended up being the case that there were scammers, and you get your little old ladies, helpless old ladies out there. You could do like a romance scam, that kind of thing. And they would essentially go and buy Bitcoin from Ian Freeman, who was selling Bitcoin, unlicensed, selling these illicit Bitcoins, you know, that people could use as currency. Of course, the government doesn't like anyone competing with their currency because they like to be able to devalue their currency and control the entire world with their currency and their dollar. And so it's very threatening anytime any other currencies potentially come into play. And so they would buy the Bitcoin, and then the Bitcoin would get transferred over to whoever the scammer was. Now, when we were asked to do this show on Free Talk Live, my very first question was, did anyone have their liberties intentionally violated by Mr. Freeman? That was my question when I was told what was going on. I said, that's cool. We've always wanted to be on the radio, always wanted to be on a syndicated show. You know, maybe my parents will finally be proud of me.
Okay? Probably not.
I've already had a number one XM radio hit, Charlie.
Not enough.
Been top 40 like you. Okay. Not real top 40. But,
one can
play music, I had that, and now can have our own syndicated spot. But I don't really want to be associated if this guy was actually out there willfully, knowingly scamming people and making money off of them getting money stolen from them. Okay? Now, I was told, no, absolutely not. It's a complicated case. And as I've looked into this, I can tell you, no, absolutely not. Ian Freeman was doing his due diligence when people would come and say, I'm going to buy Bitcoin. I want to send to this person. From what I can tell, they had like a questionnaire they had to fill out. He'd ask them all these questions to make sure that you're not getting scammed. You know, do you know the person you're sending it to? Whatever. It turned out that the people were like so in love with the romance scammer that they were willing to lie on all the questions that Freeman was asking them. So they could send the money to this person who would probably was broken down on the side of the road on their way to come see them, but they broke down and they needed a new axle put on their truck.
And then after that, they needed an Apple gift card.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so there's one. Let's keep that in our back pocket for a second, because that's very important.
I've had one of those relationships in my life.
You know? A lot of gift cards scammed out of you, you know.
And you know, Apple's not going to prison for me buying their gift cards.
No, and neither
are Best Buy.
Neither are bank tellers who facilitate these kinds of scams every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And neither are the people who created the U.S. dollar, who facilitate, by way of being the creator of the dollar, the drug transactions or scams or anything that ever gets done with the U.S. dollar. Mass murders all around the globe, you know, it's not their fault. It's always, in my opinion, it's the fault of the person who is like willfully taking liberties away from other people. Like that's whose fault it actually is in these cases. And sometimes it's even the responsibility on the person who's getting scammed. Like you shouldn't send hundreds of thousands of dollars to someone that you fell in love with on the internet and never met in person before. And I feel like maybe we should start training people. Listen, women, girls listening right now, maybe you're 30. I want you to spend the next 40 years building the neural pathways in your brain that says, I will not send millions of dollars to someone on the internet that I've never met before, no matter how much they tell me they love me.
Oh, is this the Tinder swindler?
No.
Have you seen that, though?
I've heard about that,
yeah. This guy gets women to open up credit cards in his name and all kinds of stuff?
I've heard about that. I don't know what the deeds are.
Oh, man. Yeah, the women in the live group are saying, got it.
Now, listen, the reason I'm saying that is, when you get older, it's going to be harder for you to make those decisions. But I want that to be a built-in part of your brain that you know that you would never do. It's not like you turn 70 and you decide you're going to murder someone. Okay, because you know that that's been wrong your entire life. So your whole life, but when you get to 70, you don't send hundreds of thousands, or by the time Bailey gets there, you don't send millions with inflation, you know, to someone over the internet that you never met before. All right.
It's a good rule of thumb.
Now, the reason this is all happening, the real reason, is because the government doesn't like cryptocurrency. They don't like people. They don't like having competition for their currency.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to make some examples out of people. And that's really it. Maybe Silk Road. You know, maybe Ross had something to do with that, too. This is kind of another situation, although Freeman was sort of in the middle of these transactions, even though you got to do your due diligence, know your customer, like as a bank, that kind of thing.
And what law did he violate? This is what I don't understand.
He was doing unlicensed Bitcoin transactions.
Unlicensed computer data transfers?
Yes.
I mean,
unlicensed computer data transfers.
What is that regulated under?
Let's see. Operating an unlicensed cryptocurrency business. Convicted past December after a two-week trial. He was just sentenced yesterday. Prosecutors presented evidence that his business allowed internet scammers to hide money built for members of the public. Now, his business didn't allow internet scammers to hide money. The existence of Bitcoin and the way that cryptocurrency works allows you to hide money, you know, because that's how cryptocurrency kind of works, just so you know. In a news release Monday, the U.S. Attorney's Office said he charged exorbitant fees to exchange proceeds from the fraudsters Romance and other scams into Bitcoin, allowing him to make more than $1 million. Let's see. Going through. Sorry.
He's convicted on 8 counts related to the cryptocurrency operation, although LaPlante acquitted him in August of a charge of money laundering. The other charges were operation of an unlicensed money transmitting business, conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money transmitting business, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and attempts to evade or defeat tax in the years 2016 through 2019. During those years, he concealed his income from the Internal Revenue Service, the U.S. Attorney's Office said in the news release. Crimes against humanity.
And so my question when we were asked to do this show was, were there any victims of direct actions that Freeman, like, did Freeman create any victims and take away liberties from people? And the answer really is no. The answer is no. And it's not that the people who were romance scammed aren't victims of people who were clearly scamming them.
Right. And it's okay? Not his fault he was giving people way to access, and they're the ones who are using it for wrong.
Listen, I will tell you now a personal story. And if there's a problem with the personal story, I'll remove it later on. I'll ask about it later. My grandma, who passed away earlier this year, was romance.
Sorry, I lost.
Yeah. Was romance scammed.
She was?
Out of all of her money. All of it.
She had a lot.
And.
Right?
Yeah.
Decent amount.
And she did not use Bitcoin to do this. She
transferred gift cards.
She transferred money from the bank sometimes. In deposits, she sent cash, and she sent gift cards. And she was scammed out of a lot of money. I'll just leave the money out of it, the total, okay? So what Freeman was facilitating here happens regardless, and it still happens, and it's still happening right now. The people who sell gift cards are not going to get 8 years in prison. Like Freeman is, the bank tellers at the bank that were letting my grandma send money all around the world aren't going to get 8 years in prison. And he is. And the reason he is because they're trying to clamp down on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. That's it. Because it threatens their power around the world. Tactical warlock in here. I like that comment. I'll have to say that. It said, just let me know when they get JP Morgan for financing Epstein's pedophile ring.
Yeah.
And now that's one thing, you know, JP Morgan is settling. Like, they got this thing where, like, okay, maybe you guys knew and were facilitating Epstein's pedophile island this whole time.
Raping kids.
Like, you knew about it. And so there's this, I guess, lawsuit going on because they are facilitating this thing. And they settle it. They get to pay, like, however many millions or what's the
I want you to scroll down, don't.
Okay. What's the number? Does anyone remember the number on that?
A few hundred million,
they
I think.
They just get to pay. If they were facilitating a pedophile ring, an actual one, all right? They get to get sued in court and just pay a settlement for it to just be dropped and be completely fine. afterwards.
Yeah, but this guy. So Ian said in his trial last winter, he said, I failed to detect and prevent 100% of the scam victims. I take full responsibility for my failure. He said he added that he asked a list of questions of customers to try and prevent scam victims from using his cryptocurrency service, but that the scam victims lied to him. The scammers are so persuasive, they will get their victims to lie, he said. I was tricked by these scam victims. It was clear I was trying to catch and prevent scammers. At a hearing September 11th, prosecutors brought forth three victims who detailed how they'd lost thousands of dollars through romance scams in which someone pretended to be in love with them and in need of money. One woman said she sent $300,000 to the scammer who told her to send the money to Freeman to convert it to Bitcoin. Oh. And this is obviously Freeman's fault.
It's not Freeman's fault.
No, I'm joking.
Oh, I know that.
Facetious.
I know.
These are the types of things that drive me, my anger, like, through the roof. And then the government has this power. And there's nothing that anyone can do about it.
No.
Like, literally, I feel like this is a way where it's like, okay, you should be allowed to, like, fight your way out. But you can't. Like, mm-mm. He's literally going to have to be in prison for 8 years, maybe yeah. 4 or 5 on good behavior. Who knows? But yeah. And there's literally, like, your hands are literally tied.
Yeah. Actually tied. They're cut. That's part of the metal point.
But it's, man. You know? And I think this is where I'm like, we need more people. This is where I'm like, we need to do more. Mm-hmm. We need to do more. So that because it's always like this never affects you until it happens in your backyard. You know, it's like, you know, it's like,
which,
well,
I mean, to be clear, this has been beneficial for us.
Yeah. Thanks, Ian, for your sacrifice.
It's always good to joke.
Yeah. You know? But imagine if this was your brother, you know,
mm-hmm.
or if this was your husband, or if this was your boyfriend, or maybe your son or whoever, you know, I feel like liberty dies because it doesn't personally affect us. And then when it does personally affect us, then we want to fight and hold
signs. Late.
And yeah. But it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
It's too late.
It is sad. And they trot out the old ladies who lose the money, of course. And that gets everyone in their emotional feels.
And it is
at
sad.
That point. It is sad.
It's sad that happened to them.
And trust me, I want the people who do these romance scams to be brought to justice. I really do. Mm. But that's not who they're going after. The people who did the scams, like, they brought forth victims who lost thousands of dollars through romance scams. They didn't lose the money to Ian Freeman. They lost it to the romance scammers. And those people are going to be just fine. And they're just going to either switch to someone else who's doing a Bitcoin thing or some other cryptocurrency, or they're going to switch to gift cards and money orders and direct deposits and all sorts of stuff like that. It's, trust me, it's completely possible.
The U.S. Attorney Janie Young said, quote, dozens of victims were identified during the investigation, many of whom lost their life's savings. Ian Freeman catered to fraudsters, she said. He played a shell game with other people's hard-earned money while turning a blind eye to those who were conning them.
It's not his. It shouldn't be his responsibility in the first place. Second, he was doing more than a bank will even do with asking all these questions about who you're sending money to. Like, they'll ask you.
You think,
like,
Western Union? You think Western Union? When you go to Kroger and get a money order, you think they ask?
They ask a couple questions. I've done a lot of direct deposits, and they'll ask questions.
You think anybody there is going to jail?
No. I mean, they'll ask you like two questions. I can't remember what they are, but it's like, is this a scam? And are you sending this to, you know,
I guess they have
what
license.
Nigerian prince are you sending this
they
to?
Have yeah. They have a license.
They're a bank and they're dealing in Federal Reserve notes.
And they have a license to allow to turn a blind eye to fraudsters.
All right, let's do
it. They cater to fraudsters, but they have a license to do it.
We'll get
just like as long as you have a license to kill, you know, it's no big deal.
You can. You can even bomb.
That's the real crime here.
Dude, you could, like, blow
you
up.
A bomb again.
You could.
You said bomb yesterday.
Shows to say bomb. You could say bomb on a podcast. You just can't listen to this podcast on an airplane.
Okay.
Out loud.
What about in the airport?
That's possible.
Yeah.
In Aero Pareto, that's fine. That's fine. So if you want to...
Well, why are you in Spanish with that? you're working on your...
Yeah, I'm working on a few things.
A little Duolingo action. There we go.
Yeah.
Nate's going to Peru, by the way, next year?
In April.
In April.
Yeah.
Hasn't asked me for any advice, even though I've been there.
Yes, and I have. The first day we talked about it, I asked for advice.
Yeah, that's fine. I didn't get invited, so...
No, you didn't get invited on my wife's family trip. I'm sorry.
Which is wild to me.
So crazy.
You know?
Yeah. After I went on every one of your wife's family trips, yeah. You know?
Exactly.
let's move on. I want to take this quiz. This will be on the back half of the episode. All right, since we got a segment done there. Are you doing okay on time right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to take this. The Socialist Party of Great Britain, who we haven't talked about in a little while, they found out that anyone who criticizes socialism just doesn't know about Marxist socialism. That's the problem.
They don't understand it.
They don't know what real socialism is, and they don't know that real socialism has never been tried.
Yeah.
And so that is
Which means no one has ever known what real socialism is.
No one. They've got Marx. And Marx, by the way, is the only person who can define what, you know, real socialism is, and anything else that anyone ever did was never socialism. It's very simple.
Even if you use his own words to scrutinize him, you're wrong.
No, you can't do that either. Mm-hmm. So they put out this post saying, test your knowledge about the socialism Marx and Engels wanted. If your score is 0 to 40%, more research needed, 50 to 60, above average.
More research needed. If you score below 40%, yeah. You need to research.
You need
more.
To research.
But you just haven't read enough.
At least you tried your best. 70 to 80, very good. 90 to 100. If you're not a member of the party, one of our companion parties, consider applying. So, by the way, if you know how to answer all of these questions, you're a socialist and you should join their party. Mm-hmm. There's no way that someone who is not a socialist would know anything about socialism and not be a socialist at the same time, except for... Me right here, who got a 100% the first time I took the thing.
So you joined the party?
That's just funny. That's their assumption. Like, oh, if you know all the answers,
so
all
are
these.
You moving to Great Britain then?
Yeah. So let's talk about some of these things right fast. Right fast.
By the way, if you can't see what we're doing, that's because you're not watching the video live or on YouTube. So mm-hmm. You should go to joingml.com and be part of the Fed Haters Club.
You should watch it live because
we should hate the feds for what they're doing to Ian.
We should.
It's disgusting and gross.
Mm-hmm.
So if you actually hate the feds, you would join the Fed Haters Club. Join vml.com or go to godhatesfeds.com.
Yep.
We're going to be in prison for that one day.
I know.
Godhatesfeds.com.
His last name is Freeman.
Mm-hmm. Or as my grandpappy used to call him, Freeman.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, has been ousted.
The yeas are 216. The nays are 210. The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
This is the first time in U.S. history a speaker has been voted out. Former President Trump has confirmed that he will testify in his civil fraud trial in New York. He stated to reporters today that he will take the stand at the appropriate time. The New York Attorney General alleges that Trump and his family exaggerated Trump's net worth, enabling him to secure more favorable loans. Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, has entered a not guilty plea to federal gun charges in Delaware. He's facing three felony firearms charges, one of which pertains to unlawful possession as an illegal drug user. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You know what happened over the weekend, Charlie? It was not what we wanted to happen. I was so pumped about the United States freaking government shutting down.
You knew that wasn't going to happen.
I kind of thought it was going to happen for at least a couple days, because we would be able to see people crying in the streets, dogs and cats living together.
Now I know you're lying through your teeth. I know you're lying through your teeth, because you would never believe something like that.
I thought it was going to shut down for a minute.
What has happened?
But at the end of the day, luckily, you know what happened? They had some bipartisanship, which we know is about the worst possible thing.
Yeah.
Anytime they agree on something and you get a lot of people that vote for something, you know that it's really bad. You know,
real bad.
It's just not the way that it will work. So they did pass a CR, that's what they call her, that will allow the government to stay open until mid-November, unfortunately, buying legislators more time to settle on a spending package to fund the government for the upcoming fiscal year, which they won't do, and then we'll be talking about a shutdown come mid-November. In the House, the bill passed 335-91, and in the Senate, it was 88-9. And that's how you know that it's not good. The CR, the continuing resolution, keeps overall spending levels at 2023 levels, which is great because that's what year it is, though it does not resolve the impasse over whether Congress will continue supplying military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine.
To Nazis.
So they ended up leaving the funding out of the final bill. I believe the Senate version had like 45 bill in it. And then the House, they took it out. Okay. And they left the spending alone, made sure they didn't cut anything else, but they took out the Ukraine funding. And then then everyone voted for it. You know, Democrats voted for it because they felt like they had to. And also, apparently, there's some indication that the House is going to have an up or down yes or no vote on approving funding for Ukraine. So just a real quick vote, which I think will pass, and they will keep sending the money to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So basically,
otherwise, Ukraine's going to help the Biden.
Basically, nothing changed. It ended up being that this big fight was over the Ukraine funding in the bill, and like that's the line in the sand people have drawn. And I just wanted to make a point about how over time, our expectations get pushed further and further down, and how the goalpost has moved further and further over time. Because this time around, we were supposed to be fighting about Social Security and Medicare and overall government funding and all that. And since so many people are upset about the Ukraine money, which they should be, okay, since so many people are upset
honestly,
about that,
I don't think anybody cares.
Constituents, when you look at the numbers, people are quickly losing their support for things like sending money to Ukraine. That ended up being the big thing that people were fighting about, so they had to take it out and then just leave everything else the same. Then you don't have to touch any of the things that are really the problem. Listen, I don't want to give any more money to Ukraine, but at the end of the day, the amount of money they're talking about giving is like nothing compared to our actual problems that we have. And what they do is they coalesce around this thing that everyone's talking about, which is the Ukraine thing. And it's like the big, bright, shiny object that they're going to fight about. And then they fight over this and they decide not to do it, which they're still going to do it in like a week anyway. And then they just pass all the other funding that we have. And that's how it happens. There's the goalposts moved. We're not going to talk about Social Security, not going to talk about anything else. Now it's like, oh, if you don't spend this $45 billion on Ukraine, then everything else the government does is fine.
Which $45 billion is like nothing.
Like I said, 1%. That's 3 days worth of spending for the government.
1%
you know?
Of their $4.5 trillion they spend every year.
So anyway, that's what ended up happening. There's some fighting going on amongst McCarthy and Matt Gaetz. Right now, Gaetz says he's going to try to get rid of McCarthy. I don't know if he'll actually be able to do it. I generally don't care about any of the stuff going on in Congress because they're all terrible. There's just like three good people out there.
Like the infighting group?
Yeah. If there was a...
It's all for showmanship.
Yeah. I was about to say something. I was wondering if like Secret Service were going to show up or something. But listen, if a bomb went off at the Capitol... If a bomb went off.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. I would first check to see if anyone I cared about was there. And it would be like Thomas Massie and Rand Paul and maybe like one or two other people potentially. And as long as if they weren't there, I would turn the TV off and I'd go back to sleep. Like, I just wouldn't care. You know, honestly, it'd be the best sleep I ever got, I would say. Mm. Okay. So that's how I feel about Congress.
You be careful how you.
Is that a little bit too far? I don't know how to make a bomb. I've never made a bomb before.
I don't think so.
Can you say bomb on a podcast?
I guess so.
Okay.
Can somebody listen to it on an airplane, though?
I don't know.
Like, without headphones. Like, if it was loud enough.
You probably can't.
Mm.
So,
can you say that word in Oklahoma City?
There's one other thing we could talk about on the macro scale, which we've talked about before. And that's why it's so easy to get look, you got all the Democrats to vote for this thing and a bunch of the Republicans and then these House Freedom Caucus people or some of your far right Republican extremists, you know, those people.
Domestic terrorists are inside the House.
Yeah. They were still trying to stop this whole thing. And what I realized, which we've talked about before, is that like Democrats and a bunch of the Republicans, basically, anytime the leadership decides to do something, they all just kind of fall in line and do it, you know?
Yeah, because like, otherwise they're not going to get funding.
Yeah, I mean, they just... And it's like, you got socialist members. You got like AOC-type people. You got people like Jamal Bowman out there that we'll talk about soon. You got super socialist people, but they'll vote along with the Democratic establishment anytime that... they're asked to, mm-hmm. you know, and I think it's because they're always moving together towards more government at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah. What's cool though, you see where Bowman pulled the fire alarm?
Oh, yeah. And we'll be talking about that.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's what's real cool.
Now that was an accident. Mm. You know, he didn't know what was going to, he was trying to open a door. Okay. And unfortunately, you got dogs
pulled the wrong handle
barking downstairs, person trying to get in. Luckily, there's no fire alarm outside the door. He'd be trying to pull it to get in right now. You know, so luckily you can't get in the door.
That's right.
But yeah, we have we can skip on to Bowman. Bowman pulled the fire alarm. This is when they were about to vote. Their voting was beginning. He was leaving the Cannon office building. Okay. So he's leaving this building, not exactly connected directly to the Capitol, but there are these underground tunnels, apparently, that that connect them.
He said, define fire alarm, is what he said.
Define fire alarm. It's a red box on the wall, and it says, push in, pull down. It says fire real big on it. Okay, there's a picture of him pulling the fire alarm. We know that. We look at the doorway that he was going through here. You do have emergency exit only. Now, apparently this door was normally available to walk through. I'm not sure what happened. You got signs on the door, says emergency exit only, push until alarm sounds, 3 seconds. I guess you hold it for 3 seconds. And it says the door will unlock in 30 seconds. But that's not even what he did. He pulled the fire alarm over here. This one.
It looks just like the button you press to exit.
Yeah, even the one that says that an alarm will sound if you try to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't worried about that alarm, or maybe he pushed it, there was an alarm, and he was like, well, maybe if I pull this one, it'll create like a double alarm kind of thing.
And it cancels each other out, math. Mm-hmm. But math is racist, and he's black.
And so the alarm went off.
It's not his fault. Yeah,
that was the thing. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. Trump, we'll read Trump's statement and then read what Bowman had to say for himself. Go ahead,
Charlie. Donald J. Trump, he truthed this out. Will Congressman Jamal Bowman be prosecuted and imprisoned for very dangerously pulling and setting off the main fire alarm system in order to stop a congressional vote that was going on in D.C.? His egregious act is covered on tape. A horrible display of nerve and criminality. It was a very dangerous obstruction of an official proceeding, the same as used against our J6 prisoners. Actually, his act may have been worse. He must suffer their same fate. When will his trial begin? It sounds like he just wants to hang a black man.
That's what it was.
This is an example of lynching.
Yes, it was. That is a racist post right mm-hmm. there, if I ever saw one. Now I get it. He's probably talking this up a little bit. We know that this was not as bad as J6, and we apologize for saying anything that could harm any of the cherished memories of the people that weren't lost that day, except for the one protester who was unarmed and killed that day. But I don't think it's quite the same thing. Now, as we all know, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, but you can pull a fire alarm in a crowded building. It's totally fine. Will he get in trouble? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he'll get in trouble because he is claiming to be an idiot on his page. And if you claim complete ignorance, I mean, you just make yourself to be a flat-out ignoramus. Don't know from shamrocks.
He's just ignorant.
Congressman Bowman, then potentially you won't get in trouble for it. If you're just like, hey, I seriously am the dumbest person in the world, and I don't know how to use fire alarms or doors. Even though I used to be a middle school principal and do fire alarm drills all the time. From the office of Bowman, he wants to personally clear up any confusion surrounding today's events, where there's a picture of him pulling a fire alarm. Okay. Today, as I was rushing to make a vote, I came to a door that's usually open for votes, but today would not open. I'm embarrassed to admit that I activated the fire alarm, mistakenly thinking that it would open the door. I regret this and sincerely. Yeah, you just pull down the thing. I mean, I get it. You pull down the fire alarm. You'd expect there'd be something in the system that would say, all right, there's a fire. All the doors need to unlock. But also, I believe that sign said it would take 30 seconds. And I'm pretty sure when he pulled it down, fire alarms went off. You ran to another door and went out of that one because he thought there was a fire. You know, what are you going to do? The alarm's going off.
Yeah.
He was scared. Okay. I regret this and sincerely apologize for any confusion this caused. He's apologized for a year of confusion in what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be very clear. Which means
he's lying.
Yes. This was not me, which means it was. In any way, it wasn't a way. Trying to delay any vote.
It delayed the vote.
So the argument is between whether or not he was intentionally trying to delay a vote And my assumption was he was trying to delay the vote because it was so close to a government shutdown that by the time they evacuated everything and got everyone back in, they realized that there was no fire, that the government would be shut down, even if it was for like an hour. And the Democrats would say, oh, say, yeah, there was another government shutdown that happened on the Republican. But that's really stupid, you know? It's almost as stupid as thinking that you should pull a fire alarm to get a door to open, you know? But I'm not sure if it's that dumb. Well, let's see, I was originally trying to get to a vote, which I ultimately did, and join my colleagues in a bipartisan effort to keep our government open. I also met after the vote with the sergeant-at-arms and the Capitol Police at their request and explained what had happened. My hope is that no one will make more of this than it was.
I'm sure that's your hope.
I'm working hard every day, including today, to have a functional brain that knows not to do really, really stupid things. And he also says to do my job, to do it well, and deliver for my constituents. Peace and love at the end. So.
Yep. We believe you.
As many people have said, and I said on Twitter yesterday or the day before, whenever it was, you have two options, Charlie. Either one, you think that this person tried to intentionally obstruct an official proceeding by pulling a fire alarm and evacuating the buildings to slow down the vote. Or two, you think that he is so stupid. You have to believe that he is so stupid that he thought that pulling down a fire alarm would be the best way to get an emergency door to open so he could go vote and didn't realize what it was, mistakenly thinking that it would open the door on his part.
It seems like they need to have some kind of training. Because if there's an actual fire there, it feels like they don't know what to do.
No.
Yeah.
What would you do?
They don't know.
No clue.
I mean, it's possible he could be that dumb, considering
he's, you know, a socialist.
People like Hank Green are in there thinking Guam's
Hank Johnson.
Hank Johnson.
Yeah.
Think Guam's going to tip over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's possible.
Did you see what happened in New York, though? Now that all those immigrants have been going there, I read NASA scientists, they said New York started sinking lately. Not because of the immigrants. I've connected those two using Hank Johnson. But, you know, it's a place built on trash. You know, it's a trash island, a trash peninsula, whichever it is. It's a landfill. Anyway, NASA scientists are saying that it's starting to sink like 0.06 inches every couple of years or something like that. I don't know. I'm just looking forward to it, whatever it is.
So it's going to be underwater.
That's what's happening. More people you put on that trash, you know, it's going to keep sinking down. Okay, well, let's talk about something that's actually important. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, sometimes we're faced with a crossroads in life, and we don't really know which path to take. Maybe you're thinking about a career change or feeling like your relationship needs a little help. Whatever it is, therapy can help you map out your future and trust yourself to find the way forward. I've done therapy in the past, and honestly, it helped me quite a bit. I've told you guys that. And our co-host, Charlie, is still using BetterHelp. He loves it. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GML today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GML. As you probably heard, they did, Newsom did appoint someone to take, what was her name? Dead lady, Dianne Feinstein.
Feinstein.
Yeah.
Feinstein.
Feinstein. It's not Feinstein, so you got to say Ein both times, or Ein both times, whichever one. Dianne Feinstein, he appointed LaFonza Butler, who lives in Maryland, but is going to switch her registration to California now that she's getting appointed to be a senator from California.
She'll serve her constituents well.
Newsom.
She knows exactly what they need.
Well, now there's something very important that Newsom pointed out. In his tweet about this, his announcement, she's like the first black lesbian. Okay. And so there's that, you know, that's very important for the Senate.
Yes.
Okay. So all the black lesbians in California finally have someone to represent them, you know, so that's what you want.
Yeah. Which is the majority of Californians.
She used to be a California resident. I believe she went to work in Washington, D.C. probably laundering money for different people.
Yeah.
And
for black lesbian organizations.
Yeah, buying off different people. And now she's going to come back to California where luckily some of the people that she's bought off and the wheels that she's been greasing for a little bit, she used to work for Kamala Harris's campaign, so we know she's terrible at her job.
Mm.
Okay. And so I think she's going to do great. But she's got some big connections, and that's what Gavin Newsom cares about because eventually he's going to be running for president. And so it's very important. She's connected to some unions, black and gay. Win, 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 win.
Yeah.
That's, for everyone.
This sounds promising.
For
her.
It's California.
Promising for her.
No, that's great for her.
Yeah. It's all about who you know and who you blow.
Glenn Greenwald,
Gavin's wife.
He posted this last night, I believe. This isn't Canada. This isn't in the U.S., okay?
Canada?
This is from Canada. All right. The Canadian government, armed with one of the world's most repressive online censorship schemes, announces that all online streaming services that offer podcasts must formally register with the government to permit regulatory controls.
Mm.
It's starting. We've been asking why for a while people weren't controlling podcasts. It was one of the last refuges for just totally free speech. And it looks like it's going to be starting with Canada. If you want to read some through here, just... Now, listen, they're just having you register, Charlie. That's not a big deal.
That's it.
They're not going to control you. They just want all of your information registered with the government. Okay?
Yeah. So the CRTC, which is Canada's FCC, is advancing its regulatory plan to modernize Canada's broadcasting framework and ensure online streaming services make meaningful contributions to Canadian and Indigenous content. On May 12, 2023, the CRTC launched its first public consultations. After thoroughly examining all the evidence on the public record, including over 200 interventions, the CRTC is issuing its first two decisions. First, the CRTC is setting out which online streaming services need to provide information about their activities in Canada. Online streaming services that operate in Canada offer broadcasting content and earn $10 million or more in annual revenues will need to complete a registration form by November 28th. Of this year. Registration collects basic information, is only required once, and can be completed in just a few easy steps.
Oh, that's not bad.
And for just five easy payments of $129,999.
It's streamlined potential tyranny down the road. It's not potential. Here's what this is going to be. It's going to be a licensing system. You're going to have to fill out this registration. And that's fine. Right now, they're just collecting information from people. So this is online streaming services that offer podcasts, and they make more than $10 million a year. So you're going to have to register, and eventually, people in Canada, people who host misinformation or disinformation, you know, if you allowed people to post about how Canada, the government, had just recognized a literal Nazi in their parliament... If you put out that kind of Russian propaganda on your podcast, well, they might have to do something about that registration / license that they've allowed you to have. Mm. Okay. No, I mean, I don't know. Anything else? Trucking, you know, the trucker protests. Probably don't want people talking about that.
Mm.
You know,
these people believe in free speech
and democracy.
Democracy.
It's very important.
It's fundamental. So
democracy is when you control people's speech. That's what I've heard before. And of course, we're just some crazy libertarians saying that this is what's going to happen down the road. And as most libertarians are, we're never right about something that's going to happen a few years down the road. Mm-hmm. I know, as everyone here knows.
Mark Nate's words. Some quick facts about this. Social media services must register. However, users do not. Online services that offer podcasts must register. However, individuals who use social media to share podcasts do not. Online services that only provide video game services or audiobooks do not have to register. A list of registered services will be published on the CRTC's website. That way you know who's got a license to operate these services.
You got to know.
So you can trust them.
I wonder
they're going to be bonded and insured, too.
I wanted to show you one thing from earlier before we part ways for the day and make this kind of a shorter episode. Mm-hmm. I found this to be very important. This year chart. I tweeted, I X'd, I posted about this over the weekend, and it's federal government spending per person. So if you look at the amount of money that they're spending and what they're doing per person, I think it's pretty important. It could be on medical services or whatever. I don't know. You tell me.
Terrorists.
Whatever stuff that the government does.
Fighting terrorists around the world.
Now, these are in 2023 dollars. All right. This is not a non-inflation adjusted chart. These are all currently adjusted for our the current value of our money. In the year 1980, they were spending just a little bit over $9,000 per person, the government was.
Including kids?
I don't know if it includes kids or not. I'm not sure. And that's to provide things that make our life better. You know,
roads.
Just to help us. Roads.
Roads, police, you know? Firemen. Yeah.
Okay. And so now,
what would we do without roads?
Now it's about $19,500 per person. And so since 1980, the amount of spending that the government does per person, adjusted for inflation, I'm not using 1980 numbers here.
Gone up like 110%.
Today's numbers is more than doubled since then. I feel like it's the spending that's the problem. It's not. Mm. It's not that we're not taxing enough. It's not any of that stuff.
It's honestly, it's the billionaires not paying their fair share.
That's probably what it is.
Mm-hmm. Greed.
It's definitely greed.
It's greed. A society runs off greed.
Mm. That video did pretty well on Twitter. Did you see that?
Yeah.
X. You were like, what's Twitter? That's why you're talking about this one. All right, man, let's go.
That's what I was thinking.
Coming up, we're going to be talking about how people are going to stores and stealing stuff like they're owed something these days. What's up with that? Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.